What's going on, beautiful people? So that was Bone Thugs and Harmony with their new song, Whatever Goes Up, featuring Jonathan Davis of Korn. Yeah, Korn. Can you believe it? Now, today's story, I want to talk about the evolution of hip-hop. Not in the sense of, okay, this is where it came from, this is where it is, I don't want to bore you with this whole documentary thing, but in the sense that Manny Fresh, producer for Hot Boys, Cash Money Records in their very beginnings, he did a interview with The Come Up Show. It's a podcast. And this was, I don't know, about a month ago or so, maybe so. BET, it was like sometime in May, I believe. BET did a story on it. Ambrosius Heads did a story on it. And pretty much, it's an hour and 14-minute interview. But there was a small piece in it that really, really caught the ear of some listeners. He talked about being regretful that Cash Money started the entire personification of being overly wealthy and rich and flashy in hip-hop, in the sense that that's what fans gravitate towards now, and he feels a little responsible for the way that mainstream hip-hop is being used nowadays, viewed nowadays, listened to, and how mainstream hip-hop right now is being misconstrued with what he was taught hip-hop was about when he was growing up, the essence of it. So let's listen in to a little bit of what Manny Fresh had to say about his regret in Cash Money's role in this amalgam.
What Cash Money was in the beginning was, it was a category. We still had categories in rap when we was doing that. You know what I'm saying? Even though we was the flashy dudes, that was our category. It was our own lane. Like, you know, because you got Slick Rick, who's a storyteller. You got Public Enemy, who was the, you know, all right, I got you on this movement or whatever I'm doing. You got N.W.A., that was gangster rap. You had Cash Money, that was just the flashy dudes. So, you know, I think you had, like I said, you had different genres of rap, and we was just one of them. Like, so that's where we fit in at. It's kind of, I guess, what makes it all confusing, and this is where it's the gift and the curse. We never set out for hip-hop to turn into just something flashy. That was just our thing. It wasn't everybody's thing. And I get it. Like, it had an influence on how hip-hop is and what it is right now. But we wasn't going, like, it should be a whole culture of a bunch of, you know, rappers going, look at me, my chain is big, and da 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 and all of that. That wasn't what the intent was. We ruined hip-hop. I just feel like nobody's got the guts to be a J. Cole. Nobody's got the guts to be a Kendrick Lamar. I just think that everybody want to go the easy route. Like, it's like, oh, this is what they doing, so let's do what they doing. We need more people to go left. And on top of that, hip-hop was a form of education. Like, it's not that no more.
And Manny Fresh went on to exemplify that there were times on a radio you can have five or six different songs with five or six different messages from five or six different artists. But nowadays, the lack of variety has created this pool of artists that talk about the same thing, that talk about being flashy, having the money, the best girls, and going to all the parties, in which that is not what hip-hop was set out to be. It's not their intent to create that with Cash Money back in the 90s. And I agree, but I don't agree, because hip-hop has always been and will always be a competitive genre of music in which one rapper or one artist or one DJ or one breakdancer or one graffiti artist is going to be better than somebody else, and trying to be on purpose. It's very competitive that way. But even back in the days with Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5, you know, Afrika Bambaataa, they all wanted to be flashy. They all wanted to be the ones that looked the best, dressed the best, had the best performance, the best show. And hip-hop is not the only genre of music that creates this type of competition. You think back in the day that rock and roll artists didn't do the same thing? They all wanted to have the best shows. They all wanted to wear the best clothes. They all wanted to have all the best girls. But for some reason, the spotlight has always been the brightest on the hip-hop genre. And in that way, now part of it, I think, is because the pillars of hip-hop, the essence of it is, you know, having a message, but also having the best message and being in competition with one another because of the birth of it with breakdancers and rappers and DJs and always being better than somebody else and having that friendly competition. But I don't blame Manny for what has happened.